Regarding those who are less fortunate, the Hadith tells us, "We were with the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, before noon, when some people from the tribe of Mudah came to him, wearing torn, striped woolen clothing slung around their necks. Some of them wore sleeveless garments, and their swords hung from their sides. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, was deeply moved when he observed their emaciated faces. He got up and went to his room. Then he returned and asked Bilal to make the call for prayer. He led the prayer, addressing those present with the verses, 'O people, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul. From it he created its spouse, and from both of them scattered many men and women. Fear Allah, by whom you ask one another, and (fear) the wombs, lest you should sever its relationship. Allah is ever watching over you.'" Chapter 4, verse 1. And, "Believers, fear Allah. Let every soul look to what it is forwarded for the future. And fear Allah, for Allah is aware of the things you do." Chapter 59, verse 18. Then he encouraged everyone to give charitably from their dinars, dirhams, clothes, wheat and dates, even if it was only half a date. One of the Ansars came with a bag so heavy that he was unable to carry it by hand, and others followed, one after the other. Soon there were two mounds piled up with food and clothes. I noticed that the Prophet's face shone like shining gold. He said, "Whosoever initiates a way of doing good into Islam will be rewarded for it, and there is also a reward for everyone who follows that example, without decreasing their own reward. And whoever initiates an evil practice into Islam will carry its burden and the burden of everyone who acts in that way, without decreasing in any way their own burden."